This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Across the South, crews are clearing debris and starting the rebuilding process after last week's deadly tornadoes. Early estimates put the amount of insured damage at up to $5 billion. But that doesn't include all of the damage that is not insured. And it could be extensive, as we hear from Tanya Ott of member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama.
It's mid-morning, and a half-dozen utility trucks work their way street by street through the Smithfield Estates neighborhood in North Birmingham.
Just a couple single-phase transformers.
The community was wiped out by a tornado that set down outside Tuscaloosa, Alabama, then traveled for hours east through Birmingham and beyond. A few blocks up from the work crews, Robert Jameson and two friends pick through what's left of Jameson's house.
It already demolished. The wind blowed everything out there.
Furniture, clothing, appliances, all ruined. The roof is missing, as is one wall. The floor joists are bowed, and the whole place looks like it could collapse at any minute. Jameson says it feels like his whole world is falling down around him.
And I dropped insurance on the house because I couldn't pay no more. The economy got me.
The economy got you.
Got me.
Jameson explains he owns a pool hall and cafe. But business has been bad the last 2 years. He wasn't able to make equipment upgrades, so the health department closed the cafe. The income from the pool hall isn't enough to keep him afloat. So last year, when he paid off his house mortgage, he dropped his homeowner's insurance policy. Now the 67-year-old sleeps on a fold-away bed at the pool hall. He says he will probably be a renter the rest of his life. Jameson's not alone. Just down the street, a woman who inherited her house from her parents also didn't have insurance. The place is now a pile of rubble.
It's still too early to try to put a number on how much the damages will be in Alabama.
Regan Ingram is with the Alabama Department of Insurance. He estimates up to a quarter of Alabama's homeowners don't have property insurance. Mortgage companies require it, but once a mortgage is paid off, some homeowners choose to drop it, either because they self-insure out of personal savings or because they can't afford the premiums. Jim Donlin is familiar with this situation. He became Louisiana's state insurance commissioner shortly after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He says while not having homeowners insurance may seem unthinkable to most property owners, for some, there may be no choice.
And that's truly a socioeconomic issue, where those folks are struggling with low incomes and the high cost of property insurance, in particular homeowners insurance. It can be a challenge for low-income property owners.
And it's not just property owners who are affected. So are renters. Even though the average renter's insurance policy costs about $250 a year, most renters don't have insurance. A survey by the group Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America finds that more than half of renters had no insurance. There is federal aid through FEMA. There are grants to pay for rent and emergency home repairs and low-interest disaster loans to help cover uninsured expenses. But it may not be enough to get people like Robert Jameson back on their feet. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.